This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The top nuclear official at the United Nations said today that a deal has been reached with Iran to allow the UN's investigation into Iran's nuclear program to continue. Tomorrow, Iranian officials will hold nuclear talks with the leaders of six world powers, including the United States. So what does all this mean for the price of oil, which spiked earlier this year because of tensions with Iran? For answers, let's bring in Julie Nieman, an oil and gas analyst with Smith Moore & Company. She's with us, as always, from St. Louis. Good morning.
Morning, Jeremy.
So, Julie, what do you make of this potential progress that a deal has been reached to allow the UN's investigation into Iran's program to continue?
Well, Iran has been playing the Korean game, a big game of chicken. You're headed for a huge head-on collision. You swerve at the last minute. They were talking about if you go through the European sanctions, which start July 1st, you're going to go to $160 a barrel. So now they're making conciliatory noises, kind of a cool down.
And what does this mean for the global oil supply? How important is Iran in that regard?
Well, the world can't afford to lose uranium production. Saudi Arabia says, yes, we'll produce to full tilt if this goes through. European and USA will open up the strategic reserves, but those have limits. So it is important production, but you can't fight the markets at this point.
And Julie, what do you expect to happen this summer with oil prices?
Well, demand globally is stalled. Europe is in recession. We have about a 2% growth rate in the United States right now. There's flat oil demand, and China's slowing down. So basically, there really is not huge supply, that supply problem at this point. Gasoline, for those who can afford to drive, you're still going to see declining prices because we have plenty of inventory, except for production problems on the West Coast. The rest of the United States can be looking forward to a summer of lower gasoline prices.
Yeah, they really haven't lowered out here in California. Julie Nieman, analyst at Smith Moore & Company. Thanks a lot.
You bet.